From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The South is not generally seen as a hub for feminism, but Lee Bancroft is trying to change that. She's the founder of Femme South. It started as a feminist book club in Fairhope, Alabama, and has since expanded to include a podcast to connect with people further away. WBHM's Rachel Parker spoke with Bancroft to learn more about the group.
How would you, in your words, describe Femme South to someone who is completely unfamiliar with the organization?
So it's about elevating voices. It's about elevating the people who are doing the work. Really, it's about bringing a different representation to Southern voices in the South, what we typically see in the media.
What exactly led you to wanting to start a feminist book club?
I grew up here in the South. I didn't know anything about feminism until I left, until I went to school. And I learned a lot from my undergrad and graduate programs. So I felt like I was lucky to be able to experience that. And then when I came here, it was very difficult for me to step back to the South anyway, because it was a place that I had wanted to escape. Being here was difficult. And so I really had wanted to do something outside of just existing here. I wanted to do something to help make change. This was also the time period that Donald Trump was running for president. So that was an issue. I think that was another push, like, okay, what can we do? Well, I mean, I think probably one of the biggest problems is education, but we're not going to be able to change the education system. I didn't have the capacity to do that. So I decided, you know, maybe a book club, and I just started it and people showed up, and from there it's grown. But the book club's intent was to help us learn about feminism, learn about women's issues, learn about sexism, misogyny, and racism, and all the isms that are coming from Trump and his campaign. So I had hoped then that when people learned more, that that would inspire them to not just make changes in their own lives, but perhaps then inspire them towards activism and to have conversations with people in their families and things like that. So it's all those things.
What importance do you see in that of FemSouth working with a domestic violence organization as in the Lighthouse, or trying to work with the NAACP? What importance do you see in FemSouth combining with these other organizations for at work in Fairhope and even maybe beyond in Alabama?
I think the goal there is to be able to plug into organizations that are already doing the work. We can also plug into people who are smarter than us that know, you know, more. Because we don't know everything. We don't even have full representation of all the possible issues that are facing our community. So being able to plug into places where that's happening is really important for us. Again, it's a part of the education process. We need to learn what these organizations are doing. What are some of the issues that they care about? How can we understand and perhaps even get involved if we can?
How are you going about debunking this or trying to appear more accessible than for like women of color and those in that different tax bracket?
Making our book club more accessible to women of color or women from more marginalized groups is all about reading authors from these communities. We try to pick topics or authors that will represent these communities so they will feel like they have more investment in the material that they're reading. Also, so that they will know that if they are among a group of white women, that hopefully the white women have done the work so they don't have to explain and be teachers of their own experiences in a group of people that don't know anything.
How would you envision, or what have you experienced, the impact that Femme South has had on Fairhope as of now in this moment?
Well, I think that we've had a big impact. I think that we've had a positive impact on many women's lives, many people's lives. I know that because people tell me that. People continuously say that we have provided a community for them, a safe space for them to talk about these issues that otherwise they would not be able to talk about or learn about or address.
That was Lee Bancroft, the founder of the organization Femme South. She spoke with WBHM's Rachel Parker.